And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, who else covers a lot of ground is our friends over at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground in North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. Southern Immediate Care, all their locations are open 7 days a week. All their locations will see all ages, and I mean like pediatric up to geriatric. They'll see all of them. So, folks, by the way, this is who I use personally. It is. And I've been doing, you know, I've been doing that for quite a while now. I mean, listen, if I need something, medically speaking, Southern Immediate Care has been on my, you know, speed dial list for quite a while. And I just want to say I don't do it because they advertise. I advertise them because I'm proud of it, because I know them personally. And they are owned by a Right Side ruffian, which doesn't hurt at all. But Southern Immediate Care, you need medical attention on any day of the week, including a Saturday. You look them up online, find the location nearest to you, and head on down. And do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Southern Immediate Care. All right, let me jump on in here. Dipper number three. I'm gonna get up. We've had a lot of content today, man. And I'm still going to get three dippers in.
It's been a good show.
I'm not sure how that happens sometimes. So AI. Whew. Artificial intelligence. I almost feel like I need to whisper because it may hear me. Artificial intelligence. I'm not a fan. I mean, I know a bunch of y'all out there do this. You know, my kids all do it. The whole Alexa, can you do this thing? I don't like that in my house. It creeps me out. It listens to me.
I don't like that either.
Okay, good.
Somebody gifted me one of those Google Home things. Never used it.
Stop it. Just stop it. Just like, no. Every once in a while you say something and all of a sudden your phone lights up like it thinks you're talking to it. Like, make that stop. But right now, here's the deal. AI is here. It's here to stay. Artificial intelligence is becoming ubiquitous in life. It's the ability sometimes for computers to adapt and then adapt and then adapt and become not conscious or, you know, some kind of sentient being of its own, we hope, but it does generate a whole lot of new issues. It also generates a whole lot of money. I will say this, Elon Musk, he just raised $6 billion more to go with his own version of AI. They call it Grok. I'm not sure why it's called Grok. But Grok is the competition by Elon Musk's folks against OpenAI's ChatGPT. And they are now at $24 billion in value, having raised $6 billion in investment funding. So if that tells you anything about the market for it, I'm just saying AI is probably here to stay. But some of the things that happen with AI capabilities, they're pretty awful. In fact, I've got one article here that talks about the fact that in some ways society is having what they call a collapse of trust. That's an awful situation. Real, not real. Real, not real. Is it real? Is it not real? I don't know. I can't tell. The collapse of trust, that's a great phrase because what it implies there is you're not sure which way to think on this because that thing just happened. You heard that thing. You saw that thing. And you're not sure if that thing was real. It's a surreal environment. And that's a scary thing. It can also be very dangerous when you put it in the hands of the wrong kind of people. Like this story, which may seem low level, but here's the example of what can happen. Story off the Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday. Athletic director accused of impersonating the principal with AI, allegedly lied dozens of times under the applications. So this guy, I'll summarize the story for you. He's a Baltimore County athletic director. Why, I don't know. Because he apparently lied on a ton of job applications, and they apparently did very little in terms of background checks. They must have been so impressed with the application, they just went, we just need you here. And he got the job. And he got the job, well, you know, the old saying, lie about a little, lie about a lot. It didn't stop there. And then he had the ability to use AI. Oh, good. Well, he got caught misappropriating funds. No, you don't say. Yep, the liar got caught stealing. Well, as he got caught, he's up for charges. But then he decides, let's go ahead and create a diversion. What's his diversion? He used AI to make it sound like the principal of the school had been recorded, in the words of the article, spewing racial and anti-Semitic insults about staff and students. Kid you not. He posted it on social media. Oh, yeah, it gets better. Saying things like, the principal, by the way, who's a white guy named Icewort, Principal Icewort saying things about ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag. And if I have to get one more complaint from a Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side. What? And you can imagine the students at the school heard it on social media and went bananas, and rightfully so if it were true. But it took FBI analysis to determine that it was fake. It took literal FBI analysis experts to determine it had been created using a voice mimicking software through AI. Oh, so let me get this straight. The guy's a liar, and then he was given access to a tool that helped him even take his lies to the next level. Awesome. He was arrested, charged with stalking, disruption of school operations, and retaliation against a witness. Because, oh, by the way, the principal was going to be a witness in the case against him for misappropriating funds. AI in the hands of the wrong people can make a mess of stuff. Like, for instance, we just had a guy indicted. Another story, this one came off of Voice of America News. Dateline 3 days, 5 days ago. A Louisiana political consultant has now been indicted over a fake robocall imitating U.S. President Joe Biden trying to dissuade people from voting in New Hampshire's Democratic primary. So Stephen Kramer, a political consultant out of Louisiana, was apparently working for a New Hampshire candidate, and he used AI to develop a voice that sounded just like Biden, that they then did what's called robocalls, where it calls your phone, and when you answer, it plays his voice saying, "This is Joe Biden, and I just want to encourage you, don't bother going to the polls because this is in the bag." And basically what it was trying to do was dissuade Democrats from voting. Well, it's pretty awful. He's now been indicted. He faces 13 charges of felony voter suppression and misdemeanor impersonation of a candidate. I'm glad they caught him. I'm also glad they caught the situation. But what we're seeing right now, the article points out, there's a growing concern in Washington that AI-generated content could mislead voters in this November's election. Some senators want to pass legislation before November that would address the threats to election integrity. They're behind the power curve, y'all. They're trying to play catch-up right now. AI is out there, and it is running. Sometimes it does things on its own, but sometimes, oh, by the way, it does just what it's programmed to do or what someone uses it as a tool to do. How about actors and performance artists? Musicians. Actors. Script writers. They're pretty upset. Scarlett Johansson being one of them. Story on The Guardian, Dateline yesterday. Scarlett Johansson's OpenAI clash is just the start of legal wrangles over AI. So apparently Scarlett Johansson was pretty ticked when she realized, and I didn't know this, but there was a movie came out a few years ago. It looked creepy. I never watched it. I think it started starred Joaquin Phoenix called Her, and he fell in love with an AI persona. Is that right?
I actually saw that movie.
Was it any good?
It was good. It was weird, but it was good.
Yeah. A weird good.
Yeah.
Okay. In a statement, so basically the voice of the Her, the AI in that movie, I'm talking to Big Rig as much as the audience right now. But anyway, was Scarlett Johansson's voice. I didn't know that, but there you go. Anyway, so because of that, she was approached to be the voice, one of the voices you could select for ChatGPT. If you asked it a question and it answered, it might be her voice. She declined. She declined for what she called personal reasons. What it basically was is she didn't want her voice being used for all kinds of things. Apparently, it sounds a lot like her anyway. So when OpenAI's new voice assistant said it was doing fantastic at a launch demo, it says Scarlett Johansson was not doing fantastic because she was shocked, angered, and in disbelief that it sounded eerily similar to her. I guess thinking back, I mean, I've seen movies with her. I guess her voice could be distinctive. But yeah, deliberately mimicking a celebrity's distinctive voice is something that is considered to be a big no-no, especially with the creative industries out there, you know, like Hollywood and the music industry. OpenAI has revealed that it's developing a tool called Media Manager that allows creators and content owners to flag their work that they don't want AI using to do its what it's called developing its learning. But it ain't there yet. In the meantime, SAG-AFTRA, which is the Screen Actors Guild and the Association of scriptwriters and all of them, they're asking for legislation. They want something called the No Fakes Act to be passed that protects performers and actually protects the industry. And I would say this. I want to know that what I've seen is the creativity of the human mind. I don't want to see what some, computer thought up and realized we might want to hear. People are using it right now, by the way, to write their, their newspaper articles. They're using it to write their speeches. They're using AI to do their homework for them. I mean, at some point, what you're getting is the dumbing down of America because we're letting it all happen through AI. What you got?
I have a mixed opinion on this.
What's that?
Because I actually use AI a little bit myself with some of the music stuff, in the audio world. And I'm curious about the Scarlett Johansson thing, like how they're able to do that.
How they're able to use her voice?
Yeah, because maybe they can manipulate certain frequencies and legally, they're getting out of a bind there.
Well, it picks up her tone inflections. It picks up her... the voice resonation, it picks up, the frequency of her voice, and then it creates a mimic voice that is just like her or anybody else for that matter. You could do Rush Limbaugh's voice and bring him back from the dead. There was, and then you can also take something and you can modify it to make the person say things they never said.
Yeah.
You can also change whole sentences. You can take a speech from Ronald Reagan and you can have him say something racist in the middle of talking about tearing down the wall. I mean, it's amazing what they can do.
Yeah, scary.
It is scary. I will say this. I tell you what, I'll do this last story on AI before we go to the break, and I'll come back and take text messages. The FCC, just in the last couple of days, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is introducing a new proposal that would require political advertisers to have to disclose when they've used AI-generated content, and I think this is good. I do. Having run for office, even at the state Senate level, I can just tell you right now, the last thing you want is the ability of someone to create a false image of you and put it out there. And I mean, I saw things like, I know one guy who was running for office and somebody made a fake mugshot of him and used that in a campaign mailer. Never should have happened. But AI is going to make it much worse. They can make AI videos of people doing things that never happened and say they did. For that matter, they can also make AI make the candidate look too good. All of a sudden, the guy who, is just, a completely slovenly individual with poor health looks like he's the a bodybuilder in the peak of health. So all I'm saying is this. I agree with this. I don't think big government is always the answer, but there's times when regulatory efforts are there to protect and preserve the order of society, and this may be one. I haven't seen the full proposal, so I'm going off the cuff here. But it says here, the proposal, if adopted by the commission, would add a layer of transparency that many lawmakers and AI experts have been calling for. As rapidly advancing generative AI tools produce lifelike images and videos and audio clips that threaten to mislead voters. This is a big deal. If something comes out the day before the election that has Trump's voice saying something he never said, I mean, can you imagine? Next thing you know, all the independents who are sitting on the fence and don't know which way to go, but they're thinking about Trump, suddenly go, I can't do it. I'm not even going to vote. And people stay home because of something that wasn't real. How do you capture that? How do you prevent it from happening? The FCC says one of the things they've got to watch out for, though, is they do not currently govern streaming content, which means somebody could create a fake video, post it online, say that thing happened, it never happened. Or just the opposite. They could say that thing never happened, and here's proof because here's a video that shows something that seems to be the alternative. All I'm saying is the FCC is asking, and the industries are asking, and the general public is actually asking. And AI is being abused right now. We better get a hold of it before it gets a hold of us. Skynet becomes self-aware. All right, brother, take me to that last break of the day. We'll do that right now. This last wing break. Coming back from that, you'll be in go-home mode. Some of y'all are packing the briefcase, grabbing the keys, and I know it. You can hear them jingling. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.
Yeah.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. By the way, coming out tomorrow is the latest edition of the Right Philosophy Podcast. I want to encourage y'all to check it out. We're pretty proud of it. The Right Philosophy Podcast, it's on our website, rightsideradio.org. Rightsideradio.org. So it's a video podcast. I film it actually in my study at the house. And just if you kind of picture my, I say picture, if you're used to my monologues beginning of the show, then picture these being somewhat similar, but in video format, me opining on things, giving you my right philosophy. Yeah, check it out. The Right Philosophy Podcast. Next episode comes up tomorrow. I think we got 7 editions that are out now. Each one is roughly 10 to 12 minutes in length, and we're really proud of the production quality, and I thank you to all of you who have been checking it out. Appreciate that very much. Let me get a few text messages here in the final moments of the show. Leanne from Huntsville, self-aware. Yeah, that bothered me too. Yes, yes, exactly. Skynet, self-aware. Not what I ever want to hear in real life. Jeff from Athens, just heard on Fox during your break that the White House is pressing Israel to pursue long-term peace. I thought they were for eliminating the threat. Again, that is Biden foreign policy, so take it all with a grain of salt. And by the way, I am pretty sure that Netanyahu is going to do what he's going to do and get it done, knowing full well that Biden's a lame duck in the eyes of most of the world. Raven from Russellville says, Grok was the tree thing. Yes. Wait, it wasn't Grok. What was the name of the tree thing on the Guardians of the Galaxy? Groot.
Groot.
Yeah, I am Groot, which is one of my favorite modern characters.
I like Groot.
Yeah. JR from Rogersville says, Colonel, speaking of AI, on my 76th birthday, 6.5 months from now, I will purchase a flip phone. A pager, and pay an answering service. I'm going old school. Then I'll go back to Elk River with my iPhone 12 Pro and see how many skips across the water I can get out of the dang iPhone. I saw one of my flip phone holdouts the other day, a buddy of mine named Leonard, and I was talking to him, and he pulled his smartphone out of his pocket. I said, what happened to your flip phone? He goes, yeah, I know. You know, he didn't even fight it. He knew he'd finally given in. Thomas from Athens says, pretending to be a candidate is only a misdemeanor. Is this one state law, not a federal law? I can envision much AI skullduggery in the election using robocalls and social media. I can too. I think it's going to be a mess, man. I think we have to really watch out. And people, by the way, robocalls are just cheesy. And I've had them in my campaign. And if you're not careful, they can come across so cheesy and so you know obtrusive.
Especially if there's music in the background playing.
Yeah, it needs to be, if it's a robocall, it needs to be something that is clear, directed to the point. But if you're concerned about it, just hang up. Stephen from Madison says, the world was better off when men had studies instead of man caves. I have a study. I do.
I have a studio.
It's rather man cave-ish, so I wouldn't. No, it's a good study. It's actually a study with a desk and bookshelves and...
Yeah, your study looks pretty cool.
Fireplace
actually.
And...
Yeah, very professional looking.
I like my study. All right, I hear the music playing. I reckon that means we're done. You guys are an amazing audience. We're back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.